The UNHCR emergency airlift took off from Dubai early Tuesday morning. The agency says the stock of thousands of mosquito nets, plastic sheets for emergency shelters, plastic rolls, and two large portable warehouses it was carrying will be loaded onto seven trucks. UN refugee spokesman Ron Redmond says the supplies will be taken immediately to UNHCR's warehouse in Peshawar, the capital of the Northwest Frontier Province.
This airlifted consignment will bolster the thousands of relief supplies such as tents and kitchen sets, jerry cans, and so on that are either locally procured from or from our existing stockpiles in Pakistan. UNHCR is distributing this stuff alongside our NGO partners and local authorities as part of the joint UN response. People are being registered in camps and at 38 registration centers that have now been established by the authorities with UNHCR help. We're in the process of setting up 75 such registration centers.
Government and UN sources put the number of people displaced in the Swat Valley and other areas in northwest Pakistan at 1.3 million since last August. More than 500,000 have fled since the recent fighting erupted between government forces and Taliban militants. Redmond says most of the displaced people from the new influx now have been formally registered by the authorities. He says the majority are staying with relatives, friends, or host communities. More than 70,000 are in camps. World Food Program spokeswoman Amelia Casella says her agency is currently feeding 654,000 internally displaced people.
We've got about enough food for 1.5 million people for the next 2 to 3 months. And that's currently what the stocks are in the country. And obviously with this influx, there's a great need for increased funding for all humanitarian services. For food so far this year, $42 million U.S. dollars have been received, but we're anticipating that the cost of a food operation of this size is going to be closer to about $120 million.
Aid agencies agree the speed and scale of this crisis is posing huge challenges for everyone. They are appealing to the international community to help the growing number of Pakistanis uprooted by the fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.